This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is pushing back as Democrats step up their attacks on him after a speaker at a Trump rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. The former president did not directly mention the controversy during his campaign appearances in Georgia, but at a rally in Atlanta, he slammed Vice President Harris for calling him a fascist.
So you say, he's Hitler. And then they say, he's a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite of a Nazi.
Today, Kamala Harris will speak at the same place in Washington where Donald Trump helped incite a mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. Now to those ballot boxes set on fire in Oregon and Washington State. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Elections officials are reaching out to voters whose ballots may have been damaged in recent fires that were deliberately set. In Vancouver, Washington.
A call in the early morning hours to 911 indicating that there was smoking and a fire at one of our ballot boxes.
Interim Police Chief Troy Price on K2TV says some 300 ballots were destroyed, similar to a fire that destroyed three ballots in Portland, Oregon. Police say that they believe it's the work of the same person, and they've identified a car that appears to have been involved. Oregon officials were able to ID the three people whose ballots burned there and are working to reassure others.
We really just want to acknowledge the heightened emotion around this event as we build up to the election.
Assistant Police Chief Amanda McMillan. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Israeli strike on a building where Palestinians were sheltering in the Gaza Strip killed at least 34 people this morning, says the health ministry. The Dodgers beat the Yankees 4-2 for a 3-0 lead in the World Series. This is AP News. This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will travel to New York City from Massachusetts. The AP's Julie Walker has the latest.
It may only be October, but Rockefeller Center in New York City is getting ready for Christmas.
I like Christmas. I like a real Christmas tree. I like a mall Santa Claus that lets me sit on his knee.
Last year, Cher was the star of the show, along, of course, with a giant Christmas tree. This year, Rockefeller Center says the tree is coming from Massachusetts, the first tree to hail from the state since 1959. The Norway spruce will be cut down November 7th in West Stockbridge and travel roughly 140 miles, arriving November 9th in Manhattan. It will be lit during a live TV broadcast on December 4th. No word yet on who will perform. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.